Welcome to Table Think with Joshua and Carrie. Think on this.
You know, I was studying Matthew 16 the other day and really got kind of connected to this passage that starts with verse 24 and goes through verse 26. And I've heard all the sermons in the world and probably preached a few myself about what it means to be all in with Jesus and what you have to do. And for such a long time, it really meant to me that, oh, I have to be willing to do all this suffering. And then along the way, I realized, no, Jesus took all of those things in my life, the weight of my life, and took it to the cross and paid for that so that I could experience fulfillment through Christ, the fulfillment of love and mercy and grace and all of those things. Then when they merge together, just give such a rich life. And that's what we focus on when we're all in, that be willing to give everything up for Jesus who gave it all.
Right. And yeah, we see that Christ was all in. And, you know, we have so many things that we kind of gather in life that end up weighing us down, right, and causing us problems and worries and all kinds of things. But really the point here is that we can go all in and we can give all of that to Christ and know that he took that on the cross. And so we can be all in with God.
You know, and that's what's so amazing is that there's this freedom when we step into it. And so that when we step in, we're really taking a new path. And it's a path that's just filled with amazing things. And that if what we might have said suffering was because we didn't have something, well, we have the more of God. And that has really changed how I looked about that, because Jesus took the path to the cross and took the weight of everything that we would have to have that burden with if we didn't have Jesus.
So think on this. Jesus chose to be all in. Do you? You've been listening to Table Think with Joshua and Carrie. Visit our website at tablethink.com for more content.